酒馆铺子陪你过大年。进入不打烊专区，逛逛美食美酒美肤各户，露露哈兰的专辑伴你过个充实假期。大年三十到正月十五，专辑打包购买有85折惊喜哦。另外，酒馆第21期进阶口语课节后开课，想跟露露提升口语的赶快来报名吧。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，下方菜单来铺子，或者调戏小助手微信 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。
Now on with the show， China Story， 用英语说中国，让我们一起讲述有趣有料的中国故事。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to China Story.
欢迎回来用英语说中国。今天是兔年的大年初五。
Now I know most part of China in the past couple of days have experienced a cold snap.
在过去几天呢，国内大部分的地区都经历了一个寒潮
with a huge temperature drop. I read from the news that in the northeastern town of Mohe, the temperature reached a jaw-dropping -53.
特别是看到新闻里，漠河居然已经达到了-53°.
It's just impossible for me to imagine. Meanwhile, many of you in the south are complaining about being very cold but not having the central heating that northerners enjoy.
That makes me wonder, how did Chinese people stay warm in the olden days? 所以今天的 China Story, 我们就来聊聊中国古人是如何取暖的。
Way before modern-day central heating, we go back to the Qin and Han dynasties. Back then, temperature-adjustable rooms or heated rooms already emerged in imperial families.
其实早在秦朝的时候，贵族以及皇宫内就已经出现了所谓的温室。
The imperial court had larger and well-equipped rooms with fireplaces and fire walls that were attached to the stove.
那个时候皇宫里出现的这种壁炉或者火墙就是直接连接 the stove, 炭火的灶台。
And they used burning coal in the stove to heat up the walls and the room. They were basically the rudimentary forms of radiator and cone bed stove.
在秦新乐宫遗址中就发现了这种火墙，两块铜瓦相扣，做成管道包在墙的内侧，然后与灶相连通。基本上就是后来火炕和暖气的雏形。
The well-known imperial palaces back then, like Changle Palace and Weiyang Palace in Western Han Dynasty, also had these heated halls. And according to the book, The Miscellaneous Records of the Western Capital, a collection of short articles about lives in Chang'an, the capital of the Western Han Dynasty,
西京杂记里就记录过汉武帝时期的一座温室殿。
This heated hall was built with walls coated in pepper mash, embroidered tapestries hung on the wall, and a thick carpet paved the ground. Windshield screens and wild goose feather curtains were also used to keep the cold air out.
书中就记载啊，温室殿以花椒或泥涂壁，壁面披挂锦绣。设火祭云母屏风，有红雨帐，地上还铺着西域毛毯。
And that heated hall was a very important place where ministers gathered to discuss important affairs of the state. It was also back then they started the tradition of coating the wall with pepper mash in the empress's palace, hence the name the Palace of Pepper Houses.
而那时候，皇后的宫殿主要通过这种花椒或泥涂抹来取暖，因此被称为椒房殿。
And in imperial China, for a long time, only the empress or the most favored concubines could enjoy this special privilege, making 椒房 the symbol of power in the inner palace.
当然，到后来，椒房几乎成为了皇后的代称，也是后宫权力的象征。如果你还记得当年的《甄嬛传》，就会记得甄嬛在最受宠的时候就曾被赐予椒房之礼。
And it wasn't just the walls that were heated. During the Ming and Qing dynasties, a ground heating system was used indoors, which was built by concreting circular flue underground. Flue is like duct or pipe. 那除了火墙之外，明清时期开始流行火地取暖。
The charcoal fire smoke would flow through channels to the whole room and raise the temperature indoors. The ground heating system enabled the room to heat up evenly and mildly. As the fiery pit and smoke jack was set outdoors, this heating method was safe, clean, and practical.
这种用火炕原理改造成的地下火道可以均匀地为整个房间供暖，因为烟孔放在室外也避免了碳烟中毒。
Actually, this ground heating system emerged as early as Wei and Jing dynasties, and the historical record shows that the northeast part of China had used fire pits to keep warm during that time, which functioned similarly as a ground heating system. According to a quite popular book called Memoirs of a Palace Maid,
在挺有名的一本关于晚清宫廷生活的记录叫做《宫女谈往录》里，慈禧太后身边的宫女就回忆到
The palace was basically built with basement-like structures, and during the winter, they would push the coals into these basements to heat up the rooms.
宫殿的建筑都是悬空的，冬天把烧好的炭用车推进地下室取暖，所以人在屋子里就像在暖炕上一样。
Now, because heating was very important, so the ancient imperial court in China used to have a special department filled with officials known as the coal soldiers to solve the heating supply issue and taking charge of the official use of coal.
而为了保障取暖，宫里还专门设置了负责供暖事宜的机构，称作悉心司。这个职位的官员虽然职权少，但是非常有地位。
In addition to these heating systems that really resemble the modern-day underfloor heating and radiators, throughout Chinese history, people also used censers or incense burners for heating.
除了刚才说的火炕、火墙、地暖，古代还一直都会用熏炉，就是那种也可以用来熏香的熏炉，作为烘烤和取暖的用具。
These are usually made of two parts. The bottom was like a basin, and the top was a hollow cover with different patterns.
通常在这种熏炉上面还会加一个镂空的熏笼，上面会有各种各样制作精美的纹饰。
And of course, you see this mostly in the imperial court or in wealthy homes. And putting coal inside, these burners or censers were used as a type of heating and made into different sizes for hands and feet.Now, while the imperial court usually used copper-made censers, which were far more expensive, the general public would just use censers made of clay or iron.
那这些流传下来的熏炉、熏笼制作十分精美，甚至有青铜鎏金、珐琅制作。
There were lots of these censers in the palace museum.
比如在故宫、太和殿、中和殿、保和殿、乾清宫、坤宁宫等等宫殿都设有熏笼。
Another device to keep you warm, which you probably heard from a lot of period drama, is called
汤婆子。喜欢看古装片的小伙伴还应该听到过汤婆子这种保暖用具。
This is a pumpkin-shaped bronze kettle full of boiling water that was very commonly used to keep warm in ancient times.
从宋朝开始使用的这种汤婆子其实就是一个由锡或者铜制的南瓜状或者椭圆形的瓶子。上面开口戴着帽子，从开口灌进热水。
You can hold it in your hands, or you could put it under a quilt, similar to today's hot water bottle.
平时用来暖手或者临睡前放进被子里，其实就是咱们用的热水袋。直到清朝甚至现代，汤婆子仍然是百姓家的取暖神器。
It's not just these equipments. There were also a lot of stories to be told about the coal or charcoal that was used for heating.For example, during Tang Dynasty, imperial families were recorded to have used imported coal. While most families just used common man-made charcoal, wealthy families had a lot more requirement on coal.
古代的贵族之家用炭取暖的时候对炭也有诸多的讲究。
For example, the residence of Yang Guozhong, who was the prime minister of Tang Dynasty during the reign of Emperor Xuanzong, used special coal in winter.
比如唐玄宗李隆基的宰相，宠妃杨玉环的堂兄杨国忠家，冬天取暖用的炭便非同一般。
The coal dust was kneaded into a double phoenix shape using honey, and fine sandalwood was paved at the bottom of the stove while burning.
用蜂蜜将炭屑捏塑成双凤形，烧炉时再用金贵的白檀木铺在炉底，一尘不染。
Now, of course, all these warmers, all these equipments require a lot of coal. That's a lot of added expenses in winter. So the imperial court used to give coal subsidies to officials. During the Song Dynasty, the subsidy was paid by giving out coal directly, and the Ming Dynasty just gave out cash instead.
那因为所有冬日的这些取暖都是一笔不小的开支。古代的朝廷也会给公职人员发放取暖补贴，类似于我们今天的取暖费。
So we talked about all these heating equipments. Of course, there's one more thing we need to mention, that is winter clothing. Nowadays, we have all these down jackets, heavy coats. What did people used to wear in winter? Song Dynasty poet Su Shi had mentioned a kind of clothes resembling a windbreaker, similar to today's coats in his poem. Was the weather getting colder, silk floss or cotton wool was put inside clothes to make them warmer, while keeping it relatively light. And of course, animal fur was used. But what type of animal really depended on your financial status?
说到裘，裘皮，也就是动物的皮毛，它并不是古代贵族的专利，而是根据材质的不同，贫富皆宜，算是古代比较常见的冬服。
While wealthy families would wear the fur of foxes, leopards, regular folks would probably only have a choice of sheep, deer, or even dog.
明代之后还有了雪披。
Now this is something quite fancy. It's basically like a cape that is lined with animal fur. You can use it to keep warm during early spring, late autumn,and all throughout the winter.
比如老版《红楼梦》里林黛玉整天披着的那个，《甄嬛传》里大家应该也见得不少。
But more for the common folk, apart from cheaper animal fur and simple winter coats made from, for example, hemp, there were even winter coats made of paper. They use a type of really thick and firm paper, wrinkle it up, and layer it to try to fend off the cold winters.
寻常的百姓家，特别是比较穷苦的人，可能还会穿加厚的纸裘，也就是用比较厚而坚实的纸缝制而成，揉皱之后不但耐穿，还可以抵抗风寒，透气性相对较好，加上造价便宜，简直就是平民冬日出门的必备首选之物。
So that ends our episode on keeping yourself warm in ancient China. So what's the weather like in your city right now? And how do you keep warm?
Leave us a comment. We'll see you next time.